Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the subject called The Bible Principle of the Counterattack, and we're doing part four from a six-part series. The topic is David and Total Victory. Reading from verse 37. Moreover, David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put on the bronze helmet on his head, and he also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, "I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them." So David took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself five smooth stones from the brook, and he put them in his shepherd's bag, in a pouch that he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Verse 41. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good-looking. So the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and your beasts of the field." Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give your carcasses to the camp of the Philistines, to the birds of the air, and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth shall know that there is a God in Israel." Verse 47. Then all the assembly shall know the Lord does not save with the sword and the spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hands. So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew down to meet David, and David hurried and ran towards the enemy to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in the forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword, and drew it out of his sheath, and killed him, and cut his head off with it. And the Philistines saw that their champion was dead and fled. Now the men of Israel of Judah also arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley to the gates of Ekron. We see in verse 51, it says, "Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath therefore and slew him and cut off his head." In our fight of faith with God's word over a situation, we are to make sure that we continue to the very end until we have the victory in our hands. That is, like David had Goliath's head in his hand. We are not to relax or to become comfortable just because the pressure or symptoms have gone. This is not the time to take a rest. Each test we go through, a fight of faith, and we have the victory, becomes a testimony if we go through the battle and have total victory and keep that victory as well. For we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this next part of David's story of the counterattack. David knew what a counterattack was, and he made sure the devil did not get back up again. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.